T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. How about that? Jay Sekulow there, one of the president's attorneys. And it's now, what, T-minus 3 hours and 50 minutes till all that gets started again in the Senate today. The Senate trial for the president's impeachment sham hearings are going on. Jeff Smith, former Missouri senator, in studio with us this morning.
What's up, Mark? I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm not going to say on air what you claimed you were doing yesterday during this, but needless to say, you were getting some gratification out of it. Is that okay?
I think you pretty much just said it, Mark.
Okay. All right.
Nailed it.
So anyway, what's going on up there is an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. But you're telling me this morning that you want witnesses and you'd even be okay with sleepy Uncle Joe Biden being dragged before the Senate.
I mean, I'm not saying I want witnesses. I'm saying having a trial without looking at evidence and without talking to witnesses. I mean, it's like having a Blues game without a puck. You know, like, that's what a trial is. It's, and I think, and you know, I try to be as balanced as I can on here, but
really,
but Republican senators that are saying, you know, we don't even want to know, that is not what innocent people do. If the call was so perfect, if Trump did absolutely nothing wrong over those 6 months, why wouldn't the people closest to him who had firsthand conversations with him, Pompeo, Bolton, Mulvaney, why wouldn't he be thrilled to have them go on and exonerate him? You know, so I think, yes, there absolutely should be witnesses. And if, and again, the only way that he could ever exonerate himself, referring to the president, would be to have that army of people who do know best. So I find it, you know, crocodile tears to see McConnell and some others saying, well, you know, you guys haven't proved your case. You know, you come up here in front of us and you say you don't have the evidence yet. And this is a joke. If I got up to prosecute a case, you know, out in America and I wasn't ready, then I would be laughed out of the courtroom. Well, the reason they're not ready, you know, the reason they don't have all the evidence is because of the stonewalling of the White House.
You don't believe that.
Well, I do believe that.
Do you really?
And I think America believes that because the polling this week, Mark, has shown that the Republicans out in the country are very split on this. The numbers are between 59. I saw 4 polls yesterday, and the numbers were between 59% and 70% of the country thought that we should have witnesses. Republicans in one poll, a slight edge to those who thought we should have witnesses. Other polls, it was about tied. So I think, overwhelmingly, I'm not saying all those Republicans think that Trump should be impeached and removed. I am saying I think it's a mistake to not have something approximating
so,
a fair trial. A
couple of things. That it's not a traditional trial. And the way the articles of the impeachment proceedings are set up in the Constitution is that it's incumbent upon the House to do those things. The House abdicated its duty in its rush to make this happen. They could have taken 6 months to hold their impeachment inquiry. They could have let the process work its way through court. If there's a question as to executive privilege, challenge it in court. Get in the witnesses that you can. It's funny that you Democrats didn't challenge executive privilege when Barack Obama blocked Eric Holder from testifying. He was found in contempt of Congress for it.
Remember that? Yeah.
Eric Holder. Were all for executive privilege then, and now suddenly it's obstruction of justice.
On Fast and Furious, I thought Eric Holder should have testified, and I think that's a fundamental responsibility of the legislative branch, is to oversee the executive branch. So I thought that was shameful when Holden snubbed the Republican
Holder?
Congress.
Yeah.
Well, Holder.
You said Holden.
Me. Yeah.
Don't bring Bob into this.
So, but no, to your point, the House Yes, they did not want to take. They did not want to go through a year long fight, potentially. And you know what? It is again hypocritical for McConnell to say, you know what? You didn't have witnesses. You didn't pursue witnesses. You know, you guys screwed everything up in the House, but we can't pursue witnesses in the Senate because it'll take too long
today,
and we don't want to generate destructive precedent. So he's condemning the House for not doing the same thing that he doesn't want to do now.
But it's not. That's not what the Senate portion of this is for. They may call up witnesses or recall witnesses that have already been presented in the House. That's how this thing works. Not that new information is being brought in suddenly, like shocking. We didn't know we needed John Bolton before, but we suddenly need him now. That's not how this thing works.
That's absolutely how it works. The House is like a grand jury that's charging. The Senate is a trial that can look at any evidence related to those charges.
But it's not. They didn't do that with Bill Clinton. And here's the thing about it. And you and I talked about that when that was all going on years ago at Channel 4. Here's the thing about it.
I heard
Hakeem Jeffries. I heard Hakeem Jeffries claim that I heard Hakeem Jeffries claim that somehow Donald Trump is 10 times worse than Richard Nixon ever was, or makes Richard Nixon look like a choir boy. That is an admission that you were ignorant of history. The minute this document came into question, the president provided it. He provided the transcript of the phone call. He didn't go erase tapes or alter it or any of that. This is just all hogwash. Can you hang around for a minute?
I'll hang around for a minute.
Let me take a break. There's lots of things. We can talk about Kim Gardner and lots of stuff this morning. 314-241-9797. More with former State Senator Jeff Smith after this. Treat me like a rag doll.
I would like to have, I'll tell you what I don't like, though. I'd love to have Mike Pompeo testify. But again, that's a national security problem. But I'd love to have Mike Pompeo, but it's a national security problem. I'd love to have Rick Perry. Rick Perry has asked me, I'd love to testify. Please let me testify. Because he knows this is all a hoax. He understands it better than most. And Rick Perry would love to testify. But we're dealing with national security.
There you have it, Jeff Smith, joining me in studio here as we continue the bottom line this morning. He'd love to have these people testify.
Yeah, if you believe that, I have some great oceanfront property out in Wildwood to sell you. Rick Perry walked away with his tail between his legs. He resigned at hey, I'm going to resign at the end of the year. He resigned like, I'm leaving at 5 o'clock today. Didn't say a word to anybody. Hasn't said a word to the press. If you believe that Rick Perry told Donald Trump, I would love to go testify, seriously, you know, get your head checked.
What's that got to do with anything? So my point here.
You just played the clip.
No. The Rick Perry story, what's that got to do with anything? The point here is, let's say Mark's worst nightmare comes true. Worst nightmare that I could possibly think of. Elizabeth Warren gets elected president of the United States, right? And then the Republicans hold the Senate and the House, and they decide at some point that she's done something that deserves impeachment.
Probably,
and then they want to hold her
took office.
In obstruction of. No, that's what the Democrats did. They want to hold her. They want to find her for obstructing justice because she wants to use executive privilege to protect the conversation she had with her cabinet members over this issue or that issue. Suddenly, you're going to be in favor of executive privilege again.
I think
now the Democrats are arguing that they're not.
I think there's a legitimate legal conversation to be had over the next few weeks about exactly how broad executive privilege is. I think it was meant to shield people from talking about sensitive national security conversations. And, you know, I think Chief Justice Roberts may end up with some pretty thorny questions that he's going to have to address if we get to that stage. I don't know that we ever will. I think McConnell is trying to make sure we never get to that stage, right? And that we kind of cut it off at the pass by not having any witnesses or really looking at evidence. And he may be able to get that done. But what I'm hearing from a very credible source who talks to, you know, Republican U.S. senators is that there's probably 8 or 9 senators who quietly have been talking, Republican senators, who would like more information. We know about 3 of them, right? Because Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitt Romney have said it on the record. Apparently, there's 5 more kind of shy ones that haven't. presumably those are some of the ones who are more electorally vulnerable this fall, like a Cory Gardner, you know, maybe from Colorado, in a blue trending state. But I don't know. We'll see. McConnell is a masterful Senate leader. You know, I will give him that. He's put through more judges, I think, than just about any, you know, Senate leader ever has in the first few years of a president's term. And he's basically been a graveyard. He's made the Senate a graveyard for most of Nancy Pelosi's priorities.
Well, of course he has. Thank goodness for that. That's why you've got checks and balances.
But he does. You know, he has done, as I said, strategically. He's a master, and yeah. Being able to keep together all of his caucus for those repeated 53-47 votes yesterday was impressive.
I'll get the last word on this one because it's my show. This process is illegitimate, Jeff. Because in 2017, before he got sworn into office, they started talking about impeachment. And Jerry Nadler was talking about it in 2018, before the Ukraine issue ever even existed. It's been impeachment looking for a cause. And that's why they need to stop this stuff before it goes any further. Now, before I run out of time, let's talk about Kim Gardner for a minute.
Okay.
The lawsuit against the city. Your thoughts on that?
I have mixed feelings about it. I think there is a history of racism within the St. Louis Police Officers Association. We saw the Facebook posts that were disgraceful. I know you're not a big Tony Messenger fan, but his column yesterday that described the stories of the two African-American policemen, one of whom was shot, you know, by a white cop, the other of whom was undercover during the Stockley protests and got beaten to a pulp by white officers, you know, it showed that there are some virulent strains of racism in the department. That said, I thought the suit was overbroad to just kind of blame everybody in racism for everything. I don't think that's what's going on here. I think dozens of attorneys have left the circuit attorney's office, and that's made it very difficult for them to handle, you know, all the things that the police department has forwarded to them and requested be charged. And I think more than anything, the difficulty that the office has had retaining staff is at the root of a lot of the tensions that we're seeing.
Yeah, maybe. You know, but Chief Hayden, as we pointed out, and Jimmy Edwards are African-American the last time I checked. I mean, she's a legend. Everybody's against her, which leads you to believe that you just don't want to admit that you're in over your head in this job. Criminal justice reform can't just be ignoring laws you don't like. You need to change the laws you don't like. You can't just start not prosecuting certain crimes. That seems to be what's happening here. I mean, she's got like a 23% record right now of prosecuting felony cases that are brought to her. That's not helping St. Louis's image.
I mean, we know, I mean, you talk about public safety all the time. You know, I talk about it maybe from a little different perspective of criminal justice reform. But if we don't improve public safety in this region, it's probably the one thing more than anything that holds our region back from succeeding economically. It hurts companies' ability to attract, you know, talent.
Right.
And it hurts the region's ability to attract companies. And so, you know, we've got to figure this out here. We can't keep going on like this.
Are you concerned that like John Solomon, the reporter who filed the Freedom of Information request against Gardner, mentioned you, of all people, in his request to find out if Kim Gardner had any contact with you during the Greitens case? Were you even involved in that issue during the Greitens case?
I'm not concerned about that at all. You know, he's a reporter who's been, I think, discredited on a lot of levels for different things that he's put out there. He's bounced around from place to place over the last several years. So I'm not, but certainly it's going to be interesting seeing what happens with her, you know, her federal lawsuit, and seeing what the implications of that are for the prosecuting attorney's race. You talked about that before we went on. You know, this is all happening in the backdrop of a hotly contested race for her office. Mary Pat Carl is a former prosecutor who was a senior leader in the office under Jennifer Joyce. And so I think there's a move among a lot of the Joyce faction to try to sort of, you know, retake the office. And
you can enlighten us here. Did you have any contact with her during the Greitens case?
I was not in contact with her.
He's just cast a wide net. He included politicians and people in low income housing tax credit business, and you know, the alleged victim. I mean, a lot of people were thrown into that mix.
Yeah, there were like 20 people or something.
There were 20 people mentioned, including the other Jeff Smith, right, of JS Holdings. So it'll you know, we'll see. It's a sunshine request to make her act on his original request, like it's a lawsuit that she never responded. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Good to see you, Mark.
You're a good sport.
Yeah. I do my best.
We appreciate that. We appreciate
it. Call it like I see it.
I'm just, as long as you don't, I don't have to play basketball against you, I'm in good shape. We're in good shape. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.